Blog Talk Radio.
AKA the late night dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk about hot dog eating contests, pie eating contests, mud wrestling, WWE. We talk about water polo, camel racing. We talk about anything that comes across the monitor as a sport. We also talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. We talk about Major League Baseball, NFL, MLB, NBA, NCAA men's and women's action. So, Mondays, Stokers and Beer can't be heard most. Stokers and Beer can't be heard most Fridays, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can be, we can be heard 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. East Coast time, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. East Coast time. I want to apologize today that we started at 6:30. Had a couple of technical difficulties I had to deal with this morning in another business of mine. But we got everything all straightened out, and we're here. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 6:34 a.m. It is 51 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy here in San Diego, California. So we're not going to be complaining out here. It's supposed to be sunshine today. It's supposed to be a good day. So thank you for tuning in, all of you out there that's listening and streaming live right now. And thank you for those that will be listening to these episodes later. All right, with that being said, let's get off into it. Get off into our topic for today. Our topic for today is going to be NBA play-in tournament results and predictions. The hosts will debate other professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love. Topics to include but not limited to NBA play-in results and playoff predictions, scores and breaking news from MLB, NHL, NFL, and NCAA men's and women's sports. All right. Speaking of the NBA schedule, who we got here? We're going to have Chicago at Miami tonight, 4 p.m. That's going to be on one of the major networks. We got Oklahoma City at Minnesota. That's 6:30 p.m. And that's going to be on one of the major networks as well. We got Brooklyn at Philadelphia. This is on Saturday. So let's go back here again. I want to make sure I'm getting everybody the right time. Friday, April the 14th, we got Chicago at Miami, 4 p.m. These are Pacific times where I'm at. So Chicago at Miami, well, that's incorrect. I'm looking at East Coast times. I apologize, people. These are all East Coast times. So if you're out here on the West Coast, just adjust everything to but I think I'm wrong. I think all the times that I'm looking at are in my time frame. So Chicago at Miami, 4 p.m. That's going to be 4 p.m. Pacific. So that should be 4 p.m. Pacific time, I think. No, that's the East Coast time. Because it'll be 4 p.m. East Coast time, if I'm correct. But anyway, I don't want to mess that up. Let me just I'll leave the time into you. Check your local list and know what time these games come on, because it's kind of early in the morning. I don't want to confuse nobody. And I apologize for that. Anyway, Chicago at Miami, 4 p.m. I'll just tell you what's on my screen. Chicago at Miami, 4 p.m. Oklahoma City at Minnesota, 6:30 p.m. That's going to be today. So, again, Friday, April 14th, Chicago at Miami, 4 p.m. Oklahoma City at Minnesota, 6:30 p.m. Then we got Saturday, April the 15th. We got Brooklyn at Philadelphia, 10 a.m. Atlanta at Boston, 12:30 p.m. New York at Cleveland, 3 o'clock p.m. And I know my man DC out there invited him to the show today. Hopefully he'll call in so I can figure out what's going to be going on in that game, New York at Cleveland. Can they pull this series out? And we got Golden State at Sacramento, 5:30 p.m. Golden State at Sacramento, 5:30 p.m. Sunday, April 16th, we got Los Angeles at Memphis, 12 p.m. And we got to be determined at Milwaukee, 2:30 p.m. Somebody's got to play tonight. I believe, to decide who's going to be playing Milwaukee. Then we got the L.A. Clippers at Phoenix, 5 o'clock p.m. L.A. Clippers at Phoenix, 5 o'clock p.m. And we have a to-be-determined matchup at Denver, 7:30 p.m. These are all on Sunday. So, again, Sunday, April 16th, we got Los Angeles at Memphis, to be determined at Milwaukee, 2:30 p.m. We got L.A. at Phoenix, 5 o'clock p.m., to be determined at Denver. It's going to be a 7:30 p.m. game on Sunday. Monday matchups, April 17th, Monday matchups. Brooklyn at Philadelphia, 4:30 p.m. Golden State at Sacramento, 7 o'clock p.m. So I'll just go up until Monday, you know. So I want to go over that again because I did jumble that up. I want to make sure everybody got their schedules right. Friday tonight, we got Friday, April 14th, Chicago at Miami, 4 p.m., Oklahoma City at Minnesota, 6:30 p.m. Saturday, we got Brooklyn at Philadelphia, 10 a.m., Atlanta at Boston, 12:30 p.m., New York at Cleveland, 3 o'clock p.m., and Golden State at Sacramento, 5:30 p.m. That's on Saturday. Sunday, April 16th, Los Angeles at Memphis, 12 p.m., to be determined at Milwaukee, 2:30 p.m., L.A. at Phoenix, 5 o'clock p.m., to be determined at Denver, 7:30 p.m. So that's all. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll leave it like that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just trying to get you – I apologize if I confused anybody. Just trying to get you guys the matchups and the time frame. Matches in the time frame. Some of the scores that we had in the last couple of days, we had Chicago defeating Toronto 109-105. Chicago did defeat Toronto 109-105 in the play-in tournament. So Chicago took that one over Toronto. Funny story, thank DeMar DeRozan's daughter with that screechy little scream. That little girl had a screechy little scream out there. I didn't know what that was as I was watching the basketball game. I didn't know what that noise was. I was like, is that a raptor sound? They playing like that's a rap, like a pterodactyl or something, that they a sound effect. And then come to find out the next morning, they were saying it was a little girl screaming. It was a little girl screaming to distract the players from shooting their free throws. So that's the shout out to DeMar DeRozan's little daughter. She supported her dad, and her dad came out with the win. Chicago over Toronto, 109-105. And my New Orleans Pelicans, they fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder takes that one 123-118, sending my New Orleans Pelicans home. Speaking of New Orleans Pelicans, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand if we're going to be able to keep Zion on the court. Not really. If well, the fans can't do it, the team can't do it. Is Zion going to be able to stay on the court? That's what we're worried about in New Orleans. And everybody know I love everything, everything from Louisiana, all Louisiana sports and all San Diego sports. So right now, I'm a little sad because the New Orleans Pelicans, again, fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 123-118. But shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I've always been a fan of theirs because the days of number one, Oklahoma opened up the door for New Orleans to play, I believe, right after Hurricane Katrina. I believe they were all playing in Oklahoma City for a minute, which New Orleans coming there was able to open up the door for Oklahoma City to get their franchise because the fan turnout was so great. They was able to be awarded a franchise in Oklahoma City. But SGA, he's playing his butt off, and his supporting cast, they got a really good young team. So shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder for bouncing my New Orleans Pelicans out 123-118. If I was going to get bounced by anybody, I would rather be them because I've been riding with them since their inception into the league. So we got all our NBA scores covered. Got all our NBA scores covered. Let's see what we got in Major League Baseball. Let me adjust my monitor here. Adjust my sound because I don't want anything bleeding in while I'm trying to tell you guys the scores sometime on some of these sites on my monitor. Some of the stuff bleeds through. Let's go into my Major League Baseball scores. My San Diego Padres lost last night to the Brewers, to the Milwaukee Brewers. That didn't make me too happy. All right. Thursday, April 13th, yesterday, we had the Oakland A's and the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles won that one 8-7. Baltimore Orioles over the Oakland A's 8-7. I'm quite sure my man DC out of Maryland gonna call in and he'll be able to boast about that. So they congratulations DC on a good win. Baltimore Orioles take the game 8-7 over the Oakland A's. The Tampa Bay Rays win 9-3 over the Boston Red Sox. Tampa Bay Rays 9-3 over the Boston Red Sox. Cincinnati Reds winners 6-2 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Cincinnati Reds winners 6-2 over the Philadelphia Phillies. In other Major League Baseball action, we had the Minnesota Twins winners 11-2 over the New York Yankees. Oh, that's something right there. I figured that maybe Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge could pull one out over the Twins, but. You know, it's a long season. You know, these are series. A lot of these are series. So it should be okay for the Yankees. It's still early. Minnesota Twins winners 11-2 over the Yankees. There was a whipping. We have the Detroit Tigers winners 3-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Detroit Tigers winners 3-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. We have the Pittsburgh Pirates winners 5-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Pittsburgh Pirates. Winners 5-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. What else we got in Major League Baseball action? We had the, oh God, here we go. The Milwaukee Brewers, winners 4-3 over the San Diego Padres. Milwaukee Brewers, winners 4-3 over the San Diego Padres. I saw that game, pretty much a lot of it. We had tied it up. We had tied it up at 1 minute, and then next thing you know, the Brewers, they went on and pulled it out. The Brewers pulled it out. But that's what the great teams do. They find ways to pull it out. But it's still early in the season. Right now Padres sitting at 7-7, 3-4 at home. But we're sitting at 7-7. We're 500. Brewers are currently 9-4. They're currently 9-4. So we'll see what happens. The Padres are 7-7, and they're 3-4 in the division. Looks like 3-4 in the division, and the Brewers are 9-4 overall, 4-3 in the division. So I read that wrong. I apologize, people. But anyway, The Milwaukee Brewers winners 4-3 over my San Diego Padres. I'm not happy about that. Let's see what we got. I don't have any NFL breaking news besides the fact that Odell Beckham has signed with Baltimore Ravens, and I'm quite sure my number one sports contributor, DC, he even though he said earlier, well, I'll say a couple months ago, I said, how does it look if the Baltimore Ravens sign Odell Beckham? How does that look, given Lamar Jackson another receiver? He's like, no, we don't want to sign him. We don't need him. We ain't going to sign him. We don't need him. He's kind of like damaged goods. Well, DC, if you're out there listening, the Baltimore Ravens has officially signed Odell Beckham as of yesterday. Now, the question is Lamar Jackson going to go ahead on and stay now that he signed? That's the question. Is Lamar Jackson going to go ahead on and sign his contract and stay since Odell Beckham has signed with the Baltimore Ravens? The question is, again, is Lamar Jackson going to go ahead on and shore up his contract? Is he going to shore up his contract to make sure that Odell didn't just sign for nothing? But I'm still kind of like wondering, how is it going to look? Say, for instance, if Lamar Jackson doesn't sign and goes elsewhere or holds out, I think that the Ravens still going to have a good team with Tyler Huntley. I believe that's his name, Tyler Huntley, is the backup quarterback. But if he gets in that starting role and he has a weapon like Odell Beckham, they still can go far. I mean, he did put up a good fight in the playoffs against the Bengals. They actually could have won that game against the Bengals, but I believe that fumble up on the goal line, if I remember right, that fumble on the goal line, and I think the Bengals ran it back for a touchdown or darn near a touchdown to put them in scoring position if they didn't score on that play. But Tyler Huntley, he showed up well in that game, and then plus they had a good running game, you know, for the most part of the season. So I think Tyler Huntley at quarterback, along with Odell Beckham out there, all the other weapons they got with their tight end, and then the running game, I think that they can win some games definitely with Odell Beckham. He's a weapon. He's still a weapon. They're saying, oh, well, he's bigger now. He's bulked up too much, all these different things. But Odell Beckham is a weapon. Let's be honest. If he gets open, he's a weapon. Let's get off into some NHL scores. All right, the National Hockey League scores from yesterday. The Buffalo Sabres winners 4-3 over the Senators. Buffalo Sabres winners 4-3 over the Senators. We have Columbus Blue Jackets winners 3-2 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Again, Columbus Blue Jackets winners 3-2 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. We have the Hurricanes winners 6-4 over the Panthers. Hurricanes winners 6-4 over the Panthers. We have Boston Bruins winners 5-4 over the Canadiens. Again, the Boston Bruins winners 5-4 over the Canadiens. Toronto Maple Leafs winners 3-2 over the New York Rangers. Toronto Maple Leafs winners 3-4 over the New York Rangers. I'm sorry, 3-2. Maple Leafs take it 3-2 over the New York Rangers. We have the Tampa Bay Lightning winners 5-0 over the Detroit Red Wings. We have the Tampa Bay Lightning winners 5-0 over the Detroit Red Wings. Tampa Bay Lightning takes that one 5-0. What else we got? We got the Avalanche winners 4-2 over the Jets. Avalanche winners 4-2 over the Jets. We have the Dallas Stars winners 1-0 over the Blues. Dallas Stars winners 1-0 over the Blues. Glad to see Dallas won that one. That's my defunct hockey team, right along with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. We have the Predators winners 4-3 over the Wild. Predators winners 4-3 over the Wild. We have the Flyers winners 5-4 over the Blackhawks. Flyers winners 5-4 over the Blackhawks. We have the Oilers winners 5-2 over the Sharks. Oilers winners 5-2 over the Sharks. What else we got? We got the Kings, LA Kings winners 5-3 over the Anaheim Ducks. LA Kings winners 5-3 over the Anaheim Ducks. We have the Canucks winners 5-4 over the Coyotes. Canucks winners 5-4 over the Coyotes. and my other defunct hockey team. Golden Knights winners 3-1 over the Kraken. Golden Knights winners 3-1 over the Kraken. All right, so we got all our scores in, all our scores and breaking news. I don't have much from the NCAA men's or women's sport because basketball season is over. March Madness is over with. That's a done deal on that. That's all good. And what else do we have? As far as like right now, we're in baseball and softball season. We're in baseball and softball season, so you know we're dealing with that. Big shout out though to former South Carolina University standout star Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah Boston went in the WNBA. She was the first round draft pick. She was the first pick of the WNBA draft. First pick. If I'm remembering off the top of my head, forgive me everybody out there if I'm wrong, but if I'm remembering off the top of my head, Aaliyah Boston was the first pick. She was the first pick. She went number one overall in the WNBA draft. So shout out to Aaliyah Boston getting picked number one overall in the WNBA draft. Now, if I'm incorrect about that, I apologize, but if my memory serves me right, she was the first pick. And the reason why I'm saying if my memory serves me correct is because I only do this show now one day out of the week because I have other obligations. So I apologize, people, if some of my facts are wrong because I have to remember what's going on, what's been going on across the monitor all throughout the week and then kind of bring it up to date. So if I make a mistake, forgive me. Just call into the show. Hit error code 515-602-9687. Again, call into the show at error code 515-602-9687 and debate me or correct me on anything that I may or may have incorrect, or if you want to debate me on a topic that you think I'm looking at the wrong way, please feel free to call in and do so. So with that being said, I'll come out of there so I can get back to my other screen here. So, yeah, so again, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Soakin' the Beer Radio Show broadcast live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. And our topic for today is NBA play-in tournament results and predictions. The host will debate other professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love. Topics to included but not limited to NBA play-in results and playoff prediction scores and breaking news from MLB, NHL, NFL, and NCAA men's and women's sports. So we went over all of that. Biggest thing for NCAA men's and women's sports, like I said, the biggest thing I took from everything is the WNBA draft. Congratulations to all the young ladies that got drafted this year. A lot of great young ladies that are going to contribute to that league. And again, number one overall pick in the WNBA draft was Aaliyah Boston out of South Carolina, coached by Dawn Staley. So big shout out to Aaliyah Boston. And at the same time, big shout out to all the other young ladies that got drafted and we're going to go and make that money in the WNBA, which is the most competitive women's basketball sports league in the world. Not to say that the overseas teams are not competitive. There's a lot of high-level basketball in Europe, and I know that for a fact because a good friend of mine, big shout out to my friend in Monroe, Louisiana, Chrissy Givens. I believe Chrissy Givens is now the head coach at Wichita High School in Monroe, Louisiana, but she played high-level basketball in Europe for a long time. I think she pretty much would be considered – I think she pretty much probably played about 10 or 12 years over there, if my memory serves me correctly. She was over there for a while over in Europe playing high-level basketball. And I know she played high-level basketball because I had a WNBA coach that came to an event of mine, and he was looking at some film on her, and he knew exactly who she was. So, big shout-out to Chrissy Givens playing high-level basketball over there in Europe. Retired now, coaching basketball, if I remember right, down in Monroe, Louisiana. But I want to make that shout-out and that distinction because even though I say the WNBA is the most competitive basketball league for women, it's not to say that it's not some competitive females playing basketball in Europe like my friend Chrissy Givens because she could have played for the WNBA as well. I think she got a couple opportunities. She got drafted, if I'm correct, or at least invited to camp after college. After a stellar career at Middle Tennessee State University, I believe at one time she was considered the most decorated athlete at Middle Tennessee State University. So proud to know her and proud to be a friend of hers. I grew up around them taking martial arts. Her father was my martial arts instructor, and so good people. She's a good person, and she's down there coaching and doing her thing in Monroe, Louisiana. Again, big shout out to my friend Chrissy Gibbons out there, who had a stellar career over in Europe as a women's basketball player over in Europe. Moving on from that, if you'd like to call in to the show, call in and just raise your hand in queue. And the call in to the show, the telephone line is 515-602-97. The telephone line is 515-602-9687 if you'd like to call in to the show. While I'm thinking about it, the USFL is kicking off this weekend. So I guess they'll be in a bidding war now with time on television, with a fan base. Because we still have the XFL going on, and then we got the USFL kicking off this weekend. So I guess they're probably going to be in a bidding war over TV time, bidding war over fan-based viewership. It'd be exciting to see how those two leagues kind of like battle against each other. Actually, it would be nice if they actually came together, or at least got to a point to where they could play a championship game, champion against champion, if they could start these leagues around the same time. But it's probably going to be impossible just the way their schedules are. One league kicks off right after the new year. The other league kicks off in the springtime. So, everybody's trying to get that competitive advantage over time frame, viewership, TV contracts, all this type of stuff. The USFL probably waited to kick off to this time right now, maybe because of the in March Madness, because I know college basketball takes up a lot of time frame from football, from spring football anyway. So that's probably why they kick off kind of like more toward the springtime, like right now, versus the winter time, like the XFL. I think the XFL, when they kicked off, it still was considered winter. Matter of fact, it was, because we just hit spring not too long ago, and they were already playing. So the XFL is more winter, spring. USFL is more spring, summer. So we'll see what happens. Shout out to all the guys in both leagues. Hopefully when the NFL camp comes, a lot of guys will get pulled up. I did see evidence that one of the teams, the Tucson Sugar Skulls, big shout out to head coach, Coach Curtis Chin. Big shout out to him helping move one of his players up. They had offensive lineman that moved up to the XFL this past week. So that merger that they have, that partnership that they have, not merger, but partnership that they have with the XFL and the IFL, I seen a player from the Tucson Sugar Skulls move up to the XFL. So that is showing that there is opportunity in the indoor football league to move up to a higher league like the XFL, because I've seen it happen. And a big shout out to my guy on that same team that played right alongside of the young man that moved up, my guy, Big Jacob Ayoub out of Division III Amherst College, fan control football veteran, and now he's playing in the IFL indoor football league, and he's getting some good reps in down there. Been starting the whole season down there with the Tucson Sugar Skulls, so we'll see what happens with him. So, and I got one more guy in the IFL, Big Nate Breeson out of Stonehill College. Also, fan control football veteran, getting some good reps down there with the Northern Arizona Wranglers, which is the IFL champion. Just praying that he gets on the field this week. Praying that he gets on the field this week to get some reps. He had been nursing a small injury, so we'll see what happened with him. Big shout out to my guy Henry Kellogg, also fan control football veteran. He was with the Tucson Sugar Skulls at the same time, just like my man Jacob Ayoub. But Henry has been released here since, been released this past week. But he got another opportunity right away. He went down to the Champions Indoor Football League. And when I say down, I don't really mean down as far as level of competition. The CIFL could probably beat a lot of the CIFL teams can compete against the IFL teams and the NAL teams as well, although there's still different styles of football. But as far as indoor football, you know, football indoors with a traditional running back, the CIFL and the IFL, the talent is comparable. They can beat each other on any given any given day. But the marketing, I say it moved down because the marketing budget to me is a little bit better in the IFL. The marketing budget, the product is a little bit better. But when it comes down to getting on the football field, in between the lines, the competition as far as the players go are definitely comparable. They could beat each other on any given day. So anyway, shout out to my man Henry Kellogg, defensive end, formerly with the Tucson Sugar Skulls in the IFL, getting another shot taking a step down, but getting another shot at a league right below the IFL, Champions of North Football League, getting another shot with the Rapid City Marshals. So good luck to Henry Kellogg down there. Shout out to my man Dante Marshall with the Villains Outlaw in the Champions of North Football League. Dante Marshall, a big defensive tackle down there with the Villains Outlaws. So we're gonna see what they do. Hopefully they can make a playoff run again, and hopefully he continues to contribute. Hopefully he continues to contribute to the Villains Outlaw. He's down there getting him some good reps, getting some film. He was hitting me up, telling me that he was ready. He feels like he can move up a level after the season is over with. He feels like he can move up a level. So hopefully after he gets done playing and with Billings, he'll get enough tape so we can move him up to the IFL and he can get in on the tail end of that season with the IFL. Maybe get him with Tucson, Northern Arizona. If he gets some good film, he can get up there and dress out for those last two games. And if he gets on the playoff team, he'll have even more film to assist him in getting up to the XFL or the USFL or what have you. So, you know, it's a system. I have my spring football system in place for a lot of guys if you take advantage. I got another guy that should be graduating school here in the next 2 weeks or so. Probably be graduating school here, and then he can go ahead and get with the he's supposed to be going to the Billings Outlaws as well. That's my man Derek McClendon, D-Mac. I like to call him D-Mac, Derek McClendon. He's going to be playing defensive back and strong safety with the Billings Outlaws if everything is still in place. I got to follow up on that, but that's the plan for him to go ahead and graduate school and join the team mid-season and help them shore up their defense. Although they're playing well right now, he'll add to it and keep it shored up. So big shout out to my client, Derek McClendon, as well. Big shout out to my other client, Adia Bell, playing switching leagues, moving over from the IFL to the NAL. He's playing with the Carolina Cobras. So big shout out to my man, Adia Bell, for moving over to another league, showing what he can do. Pretty much back in pass coverage. He's going to give him an opportunity to show that he could do well in pass coverage versus being a run stopper at linebacker. You know, he'll be able to drop back in coverage and cover the receivers a little bit more in the NAL, because the NAL is a league. They just throw the ball. They're just throwing that ball, they air ball out. You got to be able to drop back in coverage in the NAL. So that's going to show his skills playing another type of defense. Who else I got a shout out? That's in spring football. Big shout out to my man, Jeffy Jackham. He was in camp with the Memphis Showboats. Unfortunately, about 2 weeks ago, he got cut from the Memphis Showboats. But we appreciate the opportunity from Memphis, giving him the opportunity to come out there in camp and show what he can do. He had a unique story playing football at Army West Point. And you know how it is if you're playing football in a military academy, you have a service obligation to fulfill after you graduate. So he went overseas. I think he was overseas for about 4 to 6 years, something like that. Went overseas, at least I know, probably about 4 years. He was over in Europe and then came back, did a little time in the States where he was with the opportunity to take a little time off from his military obligations and go play in the indoor football league with the Las Vegas Nighthawks out there with Coach Mike Davis. Coach Mike Davis gave him a shot out there in the indoor football league with the Las Vegas Nighthawks. So he got some experience, put some tape down, put some film down, and we got that film over to the Memphis Showboats, and they gave him an opportunity to come in camp. So he was in camp always sounds like about the last cut. But the good thing about it, when you get cut from these leagues like the XFL, USFL, you can get called back up if you're in that system. So he's in the system now, and he can get called back up at any time. Hopefully somebody will be looking at his film, practice film and everything in camp, in his college film, and also his pro film from the IFL, which got him the opportunity with the USFL in the first place. Hopefully they'll see that film and call him back up to the USFL. Or never know, since he's a free agent, he probably can get called into the XFL. You never know. You never know what happens. So we'll see. I want to shout out to all my guys that are playing in the springtime that took my advice to go ahead on to play football in the spring versus waiting around for an opportunity just fall in your lap. They're going ahead on to playing football in the springtime, continuing to get better, developing, getting film, and getting their football fix. You know, a lot of people feel like, you know, if I can't go to the NFL, what's the point of me playing? That's not a good way to look at things, especially when you're still young and you're young enough to play and you're young enough to get better to attempt to get an opportunity to go to the NFL. So I just tell guys, you know, don't knock opportunities. Always take opportunities to move up. If you're listening in to the show and you are a current graduate of this year's draft class, meaning like you just not graduated, but you finished playing your football back in December, or November, December timeframe, whenever your season ended, and you're just trying to play professional football, give me a call. You can give me a call at 619-655-1581. That's my business line, 619-655-1581, if you're looking for an opportunity to play professional football at some level. And that's for guys that just played their last contest back in this fall. So if you played in the fall and played your last game and you're what you consider NFL camp eligible 2023, give me a call. Or hit me up on Twitter at Ferran Sports, at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. You can hit me up there. I got information pinned to the top of my profile on how you can work with me, and I'll go over that in a second. But at the same time, you can also email me at rdferran@gmail.com. That's R as in Romeo, D as in dog, F as in Frank, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, D as in Dog. I'm spelling that out. That's rdferrand@gmail.com if you'd like more information on how my service works. But it pretty much works for you guys that want to take the opportunity to play professional football in the spring to assist you in getting film. Well, if you want to play professional football in the spring, and get some film to assist you to move up to a higher level like the USFL, XFL, CFL, and on your way to the NFL if that's possible. I try to tell people I don't promise anybody that I can get you to the NFL. That's not what my system is about. I don't sit here and boast on the NFL. I boast on I'm here to help you become a professional in the business part of football and a professional on the football field itself. My job is not to get you to the NFL because I can't get you to the NFL. There's two reasons why I can't get you to the NFL. The NFL is a closed door society. It's a closed door system. And you just got to know people. And I'm not saying I don't know a few people, but I don't know people that's willing to befriend me enough to help you get to the NFL. And that's no problem. It's something that I've just grown to accept. I've grown to accept this. I've grown to accept that I'm not connected to the NFL like that. I'm just not on the player side. Now on the player advocacy side, well, I've advocated on players' behalf, the players I've advocated for were military athletes like my man Jeffrey Jacob I was talking about earlier, the one that was in camp with the Memphis Showboats. I brought him into the office with me on a Zoom call, two Zoom calls we did with the NFLPA staff, Troy Vincent's staff with the NFLPA And big shout out to Roman Oban. Big shout out to Kevin Booth. Me and Jeff Ajekum was in the office, and we got invited back for a second meeting, just advocating on military players' behalf, so trying to make sure that when they came home from serving overseas, that if they, you know, guys that played at West Point, Navy, and Air Force, the military academies, that when they came back from serving overseas or wherever they're serving around the country, around the globe, when they got done with the obligated service time, that they would have an opportunity for an NFL workout. That's all we were trying to do, is get them an opportunity to get, I think what we asked for was two NFL workouts. So nothing, they wanted to do something with it. They were supposed to do something with it, but I think we kind of like backed off on it because this current administrative for the military academies, if I'm correct, they're allowing guys to go ahead on and get their workouts with the NFL coming out of college. And if they get signed, I think they're letting them go ahead on and play and then just put them in a reserve status, which is a good thing. So, but just going back on what I said, the reason why I'm saying all this, I know that was a mouthful. For guys that have just played their last college football game this past fall, and you're what they consider NFL camp eligible, I just say that, you know, if you want me to help you to get to, you know, to basically continue playing football post-college, you know, I gave you my contact information already. The biggest thing that I want guys to understand, though, is that my service is not here to help you get to the NFL. That's not what I do. You want to get to the NFL, you got to find another route. I'm not the route. When I say get to the NFL, I mean, I can't just basically call somebody for the Raiders, for the Chiefs, and put you in place to make it to the National Football League. I just can't do it. I don't know those people. But if you want to develop as a professional off the field, in the business, in the football business, and develop on the field, in between the lines, as, on the field as an athlete, this is the service for you. Because I have a lot of contacts in professional football at some level, professionally, to help you develop and to help you continue to get tape, and that film that you'll be getting can assist you in moving up to a higher level step by step. To work with me, my current cost is $1,200. You can put down $600 today, and you can put down $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with the 5-day grace period. If you don't pay the other $600 into the service by the 5-day grace period mark, you will have to start over from scratch. This is to encourage you to go ahead and get your money in. The service is $1,200, so that's why I just suggest that everybody that want to use my service just pay the $1,200 and come on in and work with me and let me help you develop as a professional football player that's on and off the field. Across the news, across the monitor, you know, they're talking about Lamar Jackson. Of you know, that's big news in the NFL. Is Lamar Jackson going to sign, blah, 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 now that Odell Beckham has gotten signed to the Baltimore Ravens? They're trying to see if Lamar Jackson is going to go ahead and sign his contract. So hopefully they will. I think that'll be a good combination. But they had Big Ben on TV yesterday talking about Odell Beckham's playing style. I can't remember exactly what Big Ben was saying, but I think more so he was kind of like talking about the style of football that Lamar Jackson is good at, pretty much not so much putting the ball downfield, but his ability as an athlete is where he's most dangerous. That's kind of like if I was hearing it right, that's kind of like what I was taking. But if it comes back up on the monitor, I'll comment on it, see what they're saying about it, just so I can be specific on what Big Ben was saying about it. But I kind of like, when I was listening to, I kind of caught a glimpse of what he was saying on yesterday. And I think Big Ben was pretty much speaking of his athletic talent versus his arm strength or his ability to throw the ball. And if anybody knows Big Ben, and if you follow football, you know who Big Ben is, former quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers and future Hall of Famer. He's, if he says something about football, I'm going to listen. And he's another one I like to consider a small school guy, although he played high level D1, but in a small school in the MAC, and that's Miami of Ohio. he played for them. I remember watching him in college, and you know, he got drafted. But that's what I'm saying, people. All you football free agents out there and football camp eligible guys for this year's NFL camp, if you're eligible, I want you to hear what I'm saying. A lot of times it's about prototype. How tall are you? How much you weigh? How fast are you? The NFL has a prototype. And see, that's why I tell guys, I'm not here. I can't get you into the NFL if you don't fit that prototype. Because if you fit the prototype, in most cases, you wouldn't be talking to me. You'd already have an opportunity with the NFL because you fit prototype, even if you went to a smaller school. If you fit the prototype and you got good numbers at a small school, you still get an opportunity. That's how you get your Big Bens. But at the same time, you get your Kurt Warners too. Your Kurt Warners that, you know, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion that came out the Arena League. Iowa Barnstormers. That franchise is currently in the IFL, Indoor Football League. They were in the AFL, Arena Football League. I call it Arena One, which is coming back next season. I'm trying to make some relationships there so I can have that, you know, have that on my resume as far as moving guys up to that league. However, I have gotten guys three-day workouts at that level, three-day trial waivers with the Albany Empire when they were in the AFL before their league went bankrupt a couple years ago. I was getting guys workouts up there, and all the guys had a great time, said that it was very professional experience, all the way to, you know, the way they were fed, the way they broke down film, the way they trained, the way they practiced. They got a great opportunity with the team that wound up winning the championship that year. I think that was 2020 that the Albany Empire won the last championship. If it wasn't 2020, it was 2019 or 2020, whichever one. I had guys going up there working out with the Albany Empire. So the guys that went up, they actually were working out with the guys that were going to be the champions of that high-level league. So I just want to reiterate again, as far as spring football go, I am a master at getting guys signed to spring football teams, the IFL, Indoor Football League, CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, the NAL, National Arena League, and the AAL, who's supposed to be coming back, American Arena League. They're supposed to be coming back as well. And I've also gotten guys workouts with the Arena Football League, Arena One, AFL, who's supposed to be coming back next spring. I've also gotten guys in Fan Control Football. And Fan Control Football was a high-level platform because they had TV contract with NBC. So, you know, I specialize in getting guys signed to spring football teams to help you get some film, and that film assists you in moving up far as you can go. And again, I'm secure in my abilities. I'm secure in who I am. I was watching this music show. It was talking about New Edition, and New Edition, their manager, I forgot his name, but their manager, he told them when they came to him, when he finally agreed to manage them, he let them know. He said, "I know everybody around here talking about my success in building groups and people making records and everything like that." He said, "But I want to let you know. I want to let all y'all kids know that I'm not going to tell you that you're going to be no star. My job is to basically teach you, train you how to be a professional artist, a professional group. You're going to be a pro group. Now, whatever happens after I teach you how to be a professional group, wherever that takes you, it takes you. But my job is to teach you how to be a professional." And so I keep that in my mind and say, when I'm dealing with my clients, guys that's coming from NAIA schools, NCAA Division III, NCAA Division II, when I'm dealing with my clients, that's my goal is just, I'm letting you know, my goal is to teach you how to be what? A professional athlete on the field and off the field. My specialty is teaching you the business of the game, the business of pro football, the business of pro basketball, the business of pro baseball. I deal with the big three sports, football, basketball, baseball. My goal is to teach you the business side of it and why things happen certain ways. As far as like the aspect of the playing side, I leave that up to the coaches that are in my network. My coaches that are in my network, they'll teach you the fundamentals of what you need to do on the field. I can encourage you to be a great player. I can encourage you. I can tell you what my virgin eyes see, but I'm no coach. I'm no expert. I'm no scout. I can tell you what I see, and if I see dog in you and you playing your butt off, I'm going to give you kudos on that. But at the same time, the coaches are there to correct your mistakes. The coaches are there to work on your technique. My goal is to assist the coach as far as keeping you in tune and in line with what the coach wants you to do. But my expertise is the business of football, the business of basketball, and the business of baseball. I play more of an administrative role as your career manager, making sure things are taken care of. You take care of the business on the field, I take care of the business off the field. But at the same time, I'm securing who I am, saying at this point, at this stage in my life, as a sports executive, I'm securing saying that I can't get you to the NFL. That's not what my system is for. I'm sorry. And whoever want to look down upon my system because I can't get you to the NFL, I'm not worried about it. I can get you in pro football. My job is to get you a job in professional football and in the other two sports I mentioned, basketball and baseball. I'm talking about spring football right now, though. My job is to get guys an opportunity to play in the spring and develop as a professional to get film to move up as close to their NFL dream as possible. Can I get you in the NFL? No. But I can get you in professional football so you can develop as a professional athlete. To work with me again, you can text me at 619-655-1581, or you can call me. You can email me at rdforan@gmail.com and go back and listen to this episode where I spelled it all out letter by letter so you don't get confused on the email address. And you can also hit me up on social media at Foran Sports. And I already spelled that out. Just go back and listen to the episode. To work with me again is $1,200, $600 down today, and $600 due in 35 days to make a total amount of $1,200. The 6 months due now, that's pretty much self-explanatory. $600 due now, and then $600 due in 35 days, that's 30 days with the 5-day grace period. After you pass that 5-day grace period for your second installment of $600, if you don't pay it, you got to start over from scratch, and that means you got to come straight out with another $1,200. So that's why I'm telling everybody, you know, if you, the best thing to do is come with $1,200 in the first place. If you don't have it, I can do a 2-payment installment plan, 6 and 6, 6 today, 6 due in 35 days. But after that 5-day grace period, you will start back over. And when I say start back over, you got to come back with a fresh $1,200. And there is no installment plan available at that time. So that's why I encourage everybody really just to do one or two things. Come with a straight $1,200 and be vested with me, or come with or make sure you keep up with your installment plan. The good thing about working in my system is that I don't just help you right now while you're a player. After you get done playing and you want to go off into the administrative side, whether it be scouting, whether it be coaching, whether that be administrative, working administratively for a team in their marketing department, ticket sales department, whatever, I can assist you with all that because as I keep making contacts and building my network, I'll keep you in mind for certain jobs and everything like that when I see things come open, or you can continue to send me your updated resume post-career so we can keep moving you forward in professional sports. That's how I work. It's not just like today. When you pay the money with me, you're vested with me for life. you're investing with me for life, because I'm going to be doing this God, as long as God give me the strength to do what I do and to be able to help people. But at the same time, you know, we all have to have an investment. If you invest in yourself by investing with my company to develop as a pro, you not only have opportunities today, you got opportunities moving forward. All right. So with that being said, across the monitor, you know, they've got a lot of stuff going on with this NBA play-in tournament tonight. I think we got the Grizzlies and the Lakers. They're going to go at it tonight. The Grizzlies and the Lakers, and then we got in the East, I believe we have Chicago. They're taking on Chicago. I forgot who Chicago's taking on, but I know Chicago's playing tonight because they beat Toronto, so they'll be playing for the seed. And the Lakers and the Grizzlies, I believe, you know, they're playing tonight. No, I'm incorrect. The Lakers aren't playing for anything. They're playing Saturday. They're in the playoffs already. They already secured the seventh seed. So Oklahoma City is playing somebody tonight. I can't remember who they're playing, but they're playing for the eighth spot, if I'm correct. Because I know his team's playing tonight. So if you want to correct me, call in the 515-602-9687. I'm getting confused, but I believe if I'm correct, an NBA play-in tournament tonight is whoever's playing tonight, they're trying to secure the eighth seed. They're trying to secure that eighth seed, if I'm correct, tonight. So if I'm incorrect about that, let me know. But I believe tonight is two teams playing, one in the East. Well, two teams playing in the East for the eighth seed, two teams playing in the West for the eighth seed. I forgot who those teams are, but we got two games tonight to secure the eighth seed in the tournament. So we'll see what happens with all of that. But anyway, with that being said, this has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterbacks to call in and talk about the sport that he or she loves the most. We talk about everything from pieing contests, camel racing, dog racing, all the way up to the NFL, because this is a football talk show, NBA, MLB, NHL, and NCAA men's and women's sports. Stokers and Beer can be heard currently every Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern every Friday. So we're doing Fridays right now because I've done every other day except for Friday. So I'm testing out Friday to see how it works. But currently, because I got a lot of other obligations, I can only come on one time a week. So sometimes my technique is a little shaky because I can't practice every day like I normally do. But we'll get through it and I'll get better. All right. With that being said, I want everybody to stay to be light, not darkness. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Remember, there's only one race, just a human race. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for the war in Ukraine to stop. Pray for all this gun violence to stop in the United States, and pray for gun reform in the United States. With that being said, make sure you get your flu shots. Make sure you stay safe from this monkeypox stuff. Keep your hand sanitizer on you. Keep your face mask on in crowded spaces. With that being said, and fade all, and we'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Stay black, fade all.